We're back to the Neil Haley Show in the Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome the program John O'Hurley and David Fry of Beverly Hills Dog Show, presented by Purina 2020. Guys, thanks for calling. How are you?
Oh, we're wonderful. Thank you. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing okay. And that's where our first question I'll go to ask is okay. I think it's just this, the quarantine and not going out and seeing people. It's okay to be in your house, but not getting to interact with people, John, that's got to be tough, right?
Well, it is. It is. Actually, it does. I said the other day that I actually won a staring competition with my own reflection this morning in the mirror there. So it's gotten down to that.
See, I'm
I've got my dog. I got Grace.
Okay.
He's going to keep me happy through all of this.
So, David, do you think you're an extrovert or introvert then?
Oh, I think I'm an extrovert at heart.
Okay. But again, as John and I, as performers in so many ways, we just like going out and talking to people, right, John? And that's the thing that's the hardest. When you're wearing a mask, how do you socialize with people, right? That's the hardest thing.
Well, yes. Yeah, it really, yes. And Shakespeare it should be done without masks. It doesn't help.
Okay. All right. So let's kind of jump into specifically enough. Last year, we were talking about Bono, the winner, and I spoke because of, again, the Beverly Hills Dog Show was not finished with production, right, David? And we were talking to Bono and Taffy McFadden about winning, you know, last year's, and they re-airing it. And so who do you think are the shots this year are going to win, David?
Well, we're going to see Bono again. He's coming back to defend his crown, as it were. But we have three of the top five show dogs in the country and a lot of the top dogs in their breeds across the country that are coming in for the dog show. So it's another great dog show day for us that John and I love being a part of and watching all these great dogs, these great performers, as well as fun dogs to be around.
And, John, you continue to learn from David, don't you? All the time of his ability.
Oh,
and
yes, go ahead, rub my nose in it.
John's got a great eye through the years. He knows how to pick out the good dogs, and I'm not the least bit surprised because, as I say, he's more than just a pretty face.
Studying, right, John? Studying tons of stuff to try to brush up.
Exactly. Every time David compliments me, he's complimenting himself because he's the one who has taught me all of this.
So John, who's your favorite, even though you know what happened, but we're not going to say, who is your favorite to win Sunday, meaning like the type of dog you would root for?
Well, you know, of late, I've jumped onto the Golden Retriever bandwagon.
Oh, I love a Golden Retriever.
Because it seems to be a dog that, well, they are absolutely, we've seen some examples of some of the best Golden Retrievers in recent years that, and they somehow don't make it. They don't pierce through that best in show, and yet. And I can't figure it out as to why they don't make it. But I always kind of look for the golden.
And David, who's your favorite?
Well, I've got a Cavalier and a Brittany. I'm not supposed to show any biases, but I love the Brittany that we see on television, and I think he'll put on a great show for you. But I think there's a lot of great show dogs here. And it's always fun to see them when they're having a good day, they're having fun, they're showing well. And it's the kind of thing when it comes down to the end with seven finalists in there that I always say the judge can often just close their eyes and point and be right. So we're looking forward to another one of those shows.
Exactly. And John, your favorite saying, what would you say your favorite saying on the dog show is?
My favorite saying? Well, I don't know. Usually when they bring the Pekingese in, I usually have something to say. But I think my favorite line or my favorite comment about the Pekingese is you could be walking that dog backwards for 2 years and not know it.
And David, he has so many sayings, right? You bring the experience of understanding dogs. John brings that personality and acting experience and presenter experience. David, I'm sure you learned things from him as well to make yourself even more colorful.
John's a great observer of the human condition, and that's what makes it fun because he'll see things that maybe I overlook that are funny, and we want people at home, are probably wondering the same thing. But there are times where John will say something and I'll say, hey, wait a minute, that wasn't John, that was Peterman. Where's Jerry? Where's Elaine? Where's Cosmo? Where are all these people? But he's great fun to be with, and I think it helps us to have the show. I think I like to brag about us being a great partnership and bringing all the right things to a show that's been very successful through the years. So I'm happy with that.
So how would your character Peterman say, John, about dealing with the quarantine?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it's... what would he say about the quarantine? Well, he would say it's put a stress on every relationship. I tried to take a nap the other afternoon, and my wife made me sign a do not resuscitate order.
That's the best, very best, and everyone needs to tune in Sunday, February 17th, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the dog show. Beverly Hills Dog Show presented by Purina. And let's hope someday we're going to have more live events again. We want to do it safely. And that's the thing I caution on is, okay, everyone's getting back to normal, the new normal. Let's keep it safe. But providing a show like this on Sunday night is fantastic because the family will love seeing something that they have not seen yet. So that's a great thing, especially an event. And so, guys, everyone needs to tune in.
This is our first time in prime time, so we're excited as well.
Oh, you're going to rock it out because you guys are fantastic and everyone loves the dog show. So I appreciate you guys calling, and best of luck.
Thank you. See you Sunday.
All right, take care. Yes, see you Sunday. Take care. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.